Ladies and gentlemen, this is Citizen Service Delivery Charter for Turkana University College, and the University College renders the three services. The first one is response to phone calls. This is done at the reception desk, and the receptionist or office assistant is in charge, and therefore you as a customer, you are supposed to make a phone call. The service is rendered for free, and it takes within 15 seconds. Secondly, response to inquiry by working clients, and this is done at all offices, and all section heads are in charge. You as a client are supposed to walk in and make an inquiry. The service is rendered for free, and it takes a minute. Number three is response to correspondence, and this is expected to take place at all offices. The registrar administration and heads of sections are in charge. You as a customer, you're supposed to make a written or otherwise a correspondence letter. The service is rendered for free, and it takes within 5 working days. Fourthly, providing information, and this is done at the reception desk. The receptionist and office assistant are in charge. You, as a client, are supposed to specify the inquiry or request for information or otherwise officer to see. And this is equally done for free, and it is immediate. Number six is response to public complaints and grievances. This is done at the registry. The registrar administration is in charge, and you, as a client, you're supposed to make a formal complaint. And the service is rendered for free, and it takes within a single working day. Seventh, resolution of complaints. This is done at the registry. The registrar administration is in charge, and you as a customer, you're supposed to make a verbal or written complaint, and the service is rendered for free, and it is within 14 days. Number eight is registration of suppliers. This is done at the procurement office. The procurement officer is in charge, and you as a customer, you're supposed to provide a duly filled application form, or company profile, certificate of incorporation, and such related documents. The service is rendered for free, and it is expected to take within 14 days. Number nine is processing of tenders. This is done at the procurement office. The procurement officer is in charge, and you as a customer, you're supposed to submit bids for goods and services, and the service for free. It takes within 90 days. Number 10 is notification of successful and unsuccessful bidders. This is done at the procurement office. The procurement officer is in charge, and you as a client, you are supposed to access EGP or otherwise e-procurement portal for notification. The service is free, and it takes within a single working day. Number 11 is payment for goods and services received. This is done at finance office. The finance officer is in charge, and you as a customer, you are supposed to provide an LPO or an invoice certificate. This is done for free, and it's expected to take within 60 days from the date of receipt of the invoice. Ladies and gentlemen, we are on Citizen Service Delivery Charter for Turkana University College. The service number 12, teaching services. This is rendered at the lecture halls, and the teaching staff are in charge. Customer requirements are curriculum and students, and this is done as per the approved fee structure. It's expected to take within 14 weeks. Extension services is number 13. Office of Director Extension Service is in charge. Director Research and Extension is in charge of this service, and customer requirements are linkages. The service is for free, and it's supposed to be immediate. Number 14, recruitment of staff. This is done at the Office of the Human Resource. Registrar Administration is in charge, and you as a customer, you're supposed to make a formal application based on the advert. The service is for free. It is expected to take within 90 days. Number 15, processing of application for admission into university programs. This is done at the Office of Academic Affairs, and the Registrar Academic Affairs is in charge. You as a customer, you're supposed to provide a duly completed application form, certified copies of certificates, and or resource slips. The certificate required you to apply using 1,000 shillings, diploma 1,000 shillings, a degree 1,000 shillings, and postgraduate studies at 2,000 shillings. And the service is expected to take within 14 days. Number 16, admission of students into university programs. It's done at the Office of the Academic Affairs. The Registrar Academic Affairs is in charge, and you as a customer, you're supposed to provide your certificate. For certificate program, you are needed to have a diploma, mean grade of C minus at KCSE, degree, you're supposed to have a KCSE of C plus, and if you are coming for master's program, you're supposed to have at least a second class upper, or if it's lower, then you're supposed to have a 2 years experience. At the same time, PhD program, where you're supposed to have a master's degree. This service is rendered at a cost which is approved as fee structures and is expected to take 14 days. Number 17, registration of students into university programs. And this takes place at the Academic Affairs Office. The Registrar of Academic Affairs is in charge, and you as a customer are supposed to provide an admission letter and original academic certificate and passport size photograph. And this is rendered at full payment of fees and is done within a single day. Number 18, processing of transcripts. This is done at Academic Affairs Office. The Registrar of Academic Affairs is in charge. And you as a customer, you are supposed to provide evidence of completion of specified academic year. The service is rendered for free and it takes within a month after Senate's approval. Number 19, issuance of transcripts. This is done at the Academic Affairs Office. The Registrar of Academic Affairs is in charge. And you as a customer, you are supposed to demonstrate successful completion of academic year. And the service is rendered for free, takes within a single day. Number 20, replacement of lost transcripts. Service takes place at the Academic Affairs Office. The Registrar of Academic Affairs is in charge, and you as a customer, you are supposed to do a written request. It takes at a cost of 100 shillings within a single day. Number 21, clearing students upon completion of studies. This takes place at the Academic Affairs Office. The Registrar of Academic Affairs is in charge, and you as a client, you are supposed to provide a duly completed clearance form. The service is free. It takes within 2 days. Number 22, issuance of certificates is done at Academic Affairs Office. The Registrar of Academic Affairs is in charge, and you as a customer, you are supposed to provide evidence of clearance. The service is for free. It takes within a single day. Number 23, clearance of staff on exit takes place at the Human Resources Office. Registrar Administration and Heads of Sections are in charge, and you as a customer, you have to provide a duly completed clearance form. The service is for free. It takes place within 2 days. Number 24, library services. It takes place at the library. The librarian is in charge. And you as a customer, you have to provide a borrower's card. The service is for free. It takes place in between 9 a.m. and 8 p.m. Number 25, providing binding services. Takes place at the library. Librarian is in charge. And you as a customer, you provide evidence of payment. The service is rendered as per the approved prices. It takes place within an hour. Number 26, cancelling services. And this takes place at the cancelling office. The cancelling is in charge. And you as a customer, you have to provide proof of being a bona fide student or staff. The service is free. It takes place in between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. during the weekdays. Number 27, outreach services to community. This is done by a community liaison office, and the officer in charge is a community liaison officer. You as a customer, you have to provide an identification of a need and or request. This is free and is done within 2 weeks. Number 28, transport services. This is done by the transport office. The registrar administration is in charge. You have to provide a duly filled transport request form. The service is free. It is done within 2 days. Number 29, repair and maintenance services. This is done at the estates office, and the officer in charge is the estates officer. And you as a client, you have to provide duly filled request forms. The service is for free. It's done within 2 days. Number 30, payment of part-time lecturers. It's done at the finance office. Finance officer is in charge. And you as a customer, you have to do a submission of mark sheets, attendance sheets, as well as scripts. Service is free. And it's done within 7 days. Number 31, processing of requests for information. This is done at the office of the administration, and the registrar administration is in charge. And you as a customer, you have to make a request for information. The service is done within 21 days, is rendered for free. Number 32, disposal of obsolete stores materials. It's done at the procurement office. The procurement officer is in charge. And you as a client, you have to do the submission of bids. The service is free, is rendered within 6 days from the date of the receipt of the advertisement. Finally, public participation in policymaking process is done at all offices. The registrar administration is in charge. You as a client, you're supposed to do familiarization with the issues and be an active participant. The service is rendered for free and it is within a single working day. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the Citizen Service Delivery Charter for Turkana University College.